Steve Dale on WGN. It's 1:17, and I was saying that this interview that I'm about to do, I'm so nervous because this person is the most important person right now in Chicago. Forget about the mayor. Forget about, and I hope the governor is feeling better, but forget about him. This person matters more than anyone. Manish Vora, the co-founder of the Museum of Ice Cream. Hi, Manish.
Hey, how are you?
I am very, very excited about the Museum of Ice Cream. You know, you even say the word ice cream, and you must, I mean, when you tell people you're walking down the street and you tell someone, anyone, that, oh, this is my job, I assume you see a smile on their face.
And that makes the business the easiest in the world, because if you hear museum and ice cream and you don't like one or the other, then we have a problem.
That's true. Tell me about this very important museum. I know we have the Art Institute, Adler Planetarium, Shedd Aquarium. They're wonderful, but nothing like the Museum of Ice Cream. Tell me about it.
Well, you're hitting upon in this day and age right now in America, this last couple of years, what do we need more of? We need joy. We need connection. We need people stop feeling so polarized. And that's what we've been doing for the last 6 years. This started as a Museum of Ice Cream experiment, a project that was a passion project for my partner, Mariel. We believe, and we believed 6 years ago when it started, that we are disconnected. We think the pandemic for this pandemic was an addiction to the cell phone and us not being connected anymore, that everything is at the tip of our hands. We can order everything. And ice cream is the one thing that was literally designed to be shared. And for 1,000 years, people have been creating, have been making ice cream art, and you have all these memories, all the nostalgia, whether you're living here in Chicago or you're in Timbuktu. It's literally ice cream in every country in the world, and that's what Chicago really is about. It's this mix of hundreds of years of invention, innovation, food, and we're so excited to have the Museum of Ice Cream in the Tribune.
Well, yeah, that's exactly where it is. So if you know where Tribune Tower, and I hope you're not at this very moment, Manish, inside what was called Tribune Tower, but outside because our phone connection doesn't seem to be the best. So we're glued to our cell phones and hopefully have a better connection than what we have now. But
I'm going to try to move a little bit, so we'll have a little bit of a better connection here.
I hope so. That's why I'm tap dancing a little bit. But it's right at the Tribune. So, and what you look for is this pink entrance. Everything inside is pink. And you know what interested me? So I got sort of a preview of the museum. Everyone's wearing pink, not only the employees, but people sometimes who come to visit. How did pink happen?
I mean, is obviously you're going to think strawberry, you're going to think cherry. It's just a color. And there's actually a great history of the power of pink. There's Drunk Tank Pink, which is a famous book and experiment in the 1970s. But ultimately, as you hit upon, there is a lot of pink, but don't be dissuaded if you're not a lover of pink. There's many other colors. And we use color. We use it. It's multisensory. You're using food, taste, touch, smell, everything combined. This is not the traditional museum. You're going in to have this journey of tapping into your inner child. And when you were a kid, you were color. You were in color. You were wearing color. Sometimes we just have to, it's the simplest equation. We just need to go back to the basics of tapping into that inner child. Stop worrying so much. And that's why we make you wear this pink name tag that is an ice cream name. I actually tell you, Steve, to get rid of your old name and become, you know, Dunky Dale or whatever that is going to be, whatever you're doing that day. You don't have to be adult self anymore. And that's what ice cream is about. And that's what the creativity is about. And for us, pink just really became synonymous with our brand from the very get-go, and it's just really saying, no matter what your favorite color is, like, you have to be open to this experience. And if you're not open to this experience, or you're not open to eating a ton of ice cream, riding animal cookie carousels, jumping in a sprinkle pool, playing a ice cream eating a Chicago ice cream hot dog, yeah.
Manish, you know what? I'm going to talk about something. I don't know what. I'll figure it out for a minute or two, and let you get maybe to a better place because we keep breaking up. It sounds as though your call waiting keeps coming in, but it's just hard to follow everything you're saying, and that doesn't work really well on the radio. So okay. I'll let you maybe step outside, and that might be better.
I'll give me 1 minute, and I'll be outside.
Okay, sounds good. And I will talk about it. This isn't as exciting as ice cream. You've heard WGN personalities talk about our new vending machine that we have in back. Why that's exciting, I don't know, but people here have talked about it. Well, I have a vending machine story. It comes from a Walmart, and it comes from, where was this, North Carolina. So Lindsay at a Walmart there called the fire department because she heard a strange sound coming from the vending machine. It sounded like, meow, meow, meow. So she called the fire department. They went to investigate. Upon arrival, Lindsay told them, I think there's a kitten in the Pepsi machine. Crews could hear the kitten crying. They unplugged the machine and removed it. They couldn't find it at first, but they eventually followed the sound and coaxed the kitten out. Lindsay, by the way, this is a good-hearted person. She's adopting the kitten, and she's naming it Pepsi. No word on whether it's original Pepsi or Diet Pepsi. But wouldn't that be cool in some ways where you could have a vending machine, you press the button, and out comes a kitty cat. Manish, are you back with us? Oh, he's not quite there yet, apparently. I'll wait till he comes back. So after 1:30, you know what? There's so much negativity about Chicago, and I talk the truth, or try to. And, you know, we've had various aldermen in the studio many different times. And, you know, we talk about crime in the city. I've had mayoral candidates in, too. I will continue to do that. But Chicago also continues to offer great, great, great things to do. I mean, it is a world-class city in every way possible. So I'm going to talk about some of those events and activities that we can all do after 1:30. Then on National Tequila Day, we talk with the owner of the Dock restaurant, who will be right here in studio. Have you been up there, up on Montrose? It's like you're on vacation somewhere on a beach in the Bahamas or something like that, right? And, okay, I will do that. Manish, are you there? Oh, I see. Manish.
Hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It sounds better. Perfect. Already. So you mentioned something, and we're a little bit short on time at this point, but you mentioned something about the history of ice cream. What is that history? I have no idea.
So I think the history of ice cream is the history of innovation. It's really, ice cream has been around for 1,000 years. It dates back all the way to the Chinese Tang Dynasty, traveled through Europe, but America is where ice cream has become this, you know, massive phenomenon. And there's history that dates even to the 1893 World's Fair. The ice cream cone was actually invented in the 1903 Louis World's Fair. I know we're rivals with St. Louis here. But there's been so much innovation in America with the ice cream sundae during Prohibition. And all of this element, there's literally thousands of known flavors. And so anybody can be an innovator of ice cream. And that's what is, you know, we think about innovation and technology, these inventions, like the ice cream scoop, fascinating invention. And that's what I love in terms of food and the innovation around food. And, you know, the Alinea Group has, you know, this celebrate next restaurant right now of the 1893 World Fair. And we're learning all about the historic treats of Chicago. Of course, everybody knows we have, you know, Dove ice cream bars. Maybe you even forget, say, Chicago that came the late 1920s.
Manish, I've got to. You're still cuts out too often here, and it's just not fair to people because this is such.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Maybe on August 7th, when I'm back in studio, I can get you in studio, and I'm happy to talk about ice cream, including the hot dog flavor ice cream you have, which you only have in Chicago. Now, my producer is making a face like, yuck! But it is really interesting, and it's not bad. And there's so much more to talk about with the museum, and I loved the experience. It was just so much fun. It's at the Tribune Tower location. I know that address. Anyone who works here should. 435 North Michigan Avenue. It's around the corner, right where WGN Radio once had a public entrance, right there, except now it's all pink. And look for it, and I believe you could order tickets online. Hopefully we'll get to hear this. What's your website?
Museumoficecream.com.
That came through loud and clear, which is great. Museumoficecream.com. So while I've got you clear, when you order those tickets, what does the price of admission include?
So admission includes unlimited treats. We have 5 ice cream stations. As we said, you can spend as much time as you want in the museum, but it is a time, and we are 100% sold out last weekend and this weekend, so you should really go to museumoficecream.com. But we have everything and everything, and it's a new flavors and new taste. So everything shaved ice to different flavors to soft serve. We have pineapple magic shell ice cream. We have cocktails with miracle berries that change the flavor of your taste with smoke, and sprinkle full sundae, milkshake. And then, of course, as we said, the Chicago ice cream hot dog. Maybe surprising, but it is worth trying. And we are going to make you try things that you haven't tried before, as well as you love, favorite flavor, your favorite ice cream. And of course, we will have a nostalgic treat with the Dove ice cream bars to start to celebrate.
Okay. Well, Manish, I think we understood some of that anyway. Thank you so much. And I'm happy to have you back in studio where I know the microphone's going to work just fine. Thank you, Manish.